Kia ora and welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast on RDU 98.5. Well, Synthetic Children are just about to release their third album called Everything's Perpetual. I'm very excited to have Synthetic Children on the line with me right now. Good morning.
Kia ora, thanks for having me.
Thank you for hitting me up and asking to have a chat. I'm honestly so excited about this album, and thank you for the sneaky pre-listening link. I had a great time listening yesterday. Tell me, how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to get it out. It's always a nice, like, kind of cathartic release thing to finish a project and put it out, and then you don't have to stress about it anymore.
Are you quite like a meticulous producer? Like, are you tweaking things constantly, trying to get them perfect?
I feel like my answer to that is both extremes of yes and no. Because anyone who has come across Synthetic Children has probably read somewhere that I only use Audacity to mix my songs, and that's not out of any like preference for that. It's just simply because I feel like I haven't had the money when I was a student to get Ableton or anything, and now as a working person I haven't really had the time to learn it, so I've been using this like very limited door to mix all of my hardware for a long time, and I spend a lot of time meticulously mixing within the limits of Audacity and doing like very stupid ways of production. But it's not about making it like meticulously clean and polished like a pop song. It's more about how can I cram more layers of the synth into the track.
Hey, I used Audacity all through university. I know your pain all too well. I admire you for persevering, actually. That's really impressive. Anyway.
Yeah, I think this will be the last album on Audacity, I hope.
Oh, no. Oh, end of an era. Anyway, I love kind of the themes and inspiration behind this new album, Everything's Perpetual. But for our audience, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so Everything's Perpetual is named after a track that I did for the Outlier Festival compilation, which was an Audio Foundation CD and digital release that came out as part of a sort of queer and experimental festival in Auckland last year. And it was like, it was kind of a funny way that came about. Like, the song was that another sort of music label in New Zealand had asked me to like write a club track, and I was like, cool, I'll do that. And that's where the song came from. But when I submitted it, I guess they didn't consider it club because it was quite sort of moody and dark.
Right.
And I was like, have you ever listened to my music? Like, and then Tash from Audio Foundation heard it and was like, this is amazing. And I was just really stoked that to find that there was a community of people in New Zealand who were into this kind of, I guess, like more deconstructed or like depressive club sounds. And then I thought, I've got a lot of material that fits this vibe, and over the sort of 2020, 2021-ish, like lockdown times, I'd written all of these tracks And then I went to these events called Beat Camp, that are a thing we host in Palmy, where we take kind of experienced producers and like novice producers out into the wilderness.
We stayed
at this lodge. It's not a fancy lodge. It's kind of like the sort of cursed place that you'd stay on, like a Christian high school camp.
Oh, God. Yeah. Flashbacks.
Yeah, where the bunk beds kind of just look like prison beds. So we would stay there in sort of February this year and last year for a couple of days, and we just sort of set up a whole bunch of hardware, and everyone went ham making tracks. And that's where I recorded most of my tracks, apart from the co-labs. And so it was kind of this, like, comparison of me being really, like, kind of depressed in lockdown writing the tracks, but then me being really happy in nature and around my friends recording them.
Yeah, wow. That's such an interesting contrast to have. Do you think it kind of changed the final product?
Yeah, for sure, because, like, even from what you can hear in the mixes, there's a lot of field recordings and, like, yeah, just moments from Beat Camp and other times when I've been walking around the Manawatu.
Mm.
And those recordings are sort of layered throughout the beats. So
it
sort of gets this more, like, natural and human, like, more biographical element to it. So instead of just being, you know, like, a techno beat, it's now, like, a techno track that is there to support the story of the field recordings.
And I guess kind of with field recordings, there's an element of unpredictability to it. You don't know quite what you're going to pick up.
Yeah, for sure. Like, my favorite, like, field recording snippet that I have is the one at the end of Everything's Perpetual, because I don't even know what that sound is. It's like it's some sort of bird that's making this very scary sound. And there's also, like, a stream, like, running through a cave, because it was in a glowworm cave. And it just sounds so spooky to me, like, really, like, made me quite shiver when I heard it. And that's, yeah, I didn't try and capture that. That's just what happened.
Oh, I love when something magically comes together like that. It's so cool. Anyway, I guess the most important question is, where can people listen to this once it's released?
So it comes out tomorrow, and it will definitely be up on Bandcamp first thing in the morning. But then it should also be getting automatically distributed to all the streaming places as well, including, like, all the really weird niche ones, if anyone uses, like, Deezer.
Oh, my God, there's actually so many of them. No one realizes.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, I've used Deezer before. Go Deezer. Yeah, nice shout out there. Hey, anyway, thank you so much for joining me, and congratulations on this next album. You should be so proud of it. I just think it's such a cool album. And I remember, you know, when Everything's Perpetual first came out, like, we were obsessed with it. So it's so nice to see a whole album kind of in that vein. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thanks again for having me. And hopefully I can come down south and play some shows at some point.
Yes, can you please? That would be great. And I feel like we get neglected here sometimes. Oh, there I am, been complaining. Anyway, I'm going to stop there now. And one more time, congratulations. You should be so proud of yourself.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
And that was the wonderful Synthetic Children talking about an album coming out tomorrow called Everything's Perpetual.